to turn to the Old Testament book of Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, we're going to look at verses 22 to 27 here at the end of Numbers chapter 6. So Numbers chapter 6, beginning with verse 22, the Word of God says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them." Amen. I want to begin this morning by sharing with you a little bit about my son, Jonathan, and his family. Jonathan is a pastor of discipleship at a church in Southern California, and right now they're shut down as we are for worship services in person. His wonderful wife, Michelle, is the director of admissions at the great Christian institution, Biola University, in Southern California. They both have very demanding responsibilities. And they have two sons, Henry, who is 7 years old, and Arthur, who is 4 years old, are grandsons. I call them my two kings because of their names. And there they are in Southern California, having now to work from home. And that means also that the two boys are there 24/7 with them, trying to do their jobs, trying to take care of the kids, trying to get some education in there, some schooling in there. They try to go out, but there's not many places they can go as they're in the lockdown in California. So they are under a lot of stress and a lot of strain. But they're not alone. I know that many of you listening here today, dads and moms, are in the same boat. You are finding the difficulty of trying to work from home, trying to parent, trying to do schooling for your children or your teenagers. The difficulties and the stress and strain is expressed in some humor that I read recently, such as, "During this COVID-19 lockdown, my husband and I have decided we don't want to have children. We will be telling them tonight at dinner." Another said, "Homeschooling went very well yesterday. For science class, we studied the effects of NyQuil on students." Now that humor points to a reality that this is a very difficult time for moms and dads. And during this difficult time, our daughter-in-law, Michelle, sent us a song to listen to that she said really ministered to her during this difficult season. The song is called "The Blessing" by Carrie Job. And the first half of that beautiful song is taken right from Scripture. The lyrics are, "The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." And as I listened to that beautiful song this week, I thought those are great words, great truth to share with you moms today on Mother's Day. They're really great words for all of us and for everybody today, but I want to focus in today especially on you moms who have kids or teenagers at home during this time. I want to speak to you a benediction today. The word benediction comes from the Latin for two words, bene, meaning well, and dicere, meaning to say or to speak. It literally means to speak well of, or we call that a blessing, to bless others. A benediction, then, is a blessing spoken to or over others. And today I see a beautiful benediction to speak to your moms today. A benediction for moms. Now, the background of this benediction comes here in Numbers chapter 7, chapter 6, when the people of Israel have come out of slavery in Exodus, as you recall, and they're in the wilderness waiting to go into the promised land. Moses is their leader, and Moses has a brother named Aaron. He and his sons have been designated as God's priests to serve in the tabernacle, the place of worship. 1 Chronicles 23 says that Aaron was set apart to sanctify God as holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless his name forever. They were like the pastors of the time to bless the people. In their role, they were called upon to minister to the Lord, but also for the Lord to God's people, to bless God's people. Their specific assignment is given here in verse 22. The Lord speaks to Moses, and in turn, he says, I want you to speak this to your brother Aaron. This is what I'm asking he and his sons to do. Their assignment in verse 22 is to bless the sons of Israel, to pronounce blessings on God's people. And in verses 24 to 26, you see that blessing given. And it really is a model, if you will, of worship and blessing that the Israelites carried on into the promised land. It's much like the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, where Jesus told us that we can pray in this way or this fashion. It's a guideline. It's a pattern to be perhaps repeated. When I was a teenager at our church youth group, at the end of every youth gathering together, we would gather around in a large circle and we would hold hands and we had memorized this blessing, this benediction, and we would recite this blessing over one another. The significance is that God is being invoked here. God is being called on to bless his people. It is a prayer of assurance of God's desire for his people. It is a prayer of blessing to bless Israel, but I really see it as a blessing that's gone beyond that, even to us today. And so, I want to share this benediction with you moms, particularly today. And my theme is quite simple. It's this: moms, be blessed. First of all, in verse 24, be blessed, notice, by the Lord. By the Lord. Notice the emphasis here on where this blessing comes from. It's not Moses bless you or Aaron bless you, but the Lord. Notice in verse 24, verse 25, and in verse 26, it says, the Lord bless you. In verse 27, they, Aaron and his sons, shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel. The word invoke there means to put on, to put God's blessing on the people. Verse 27 again says, I, God, then will bless them. The source of the blessing then is the Lord. But what exactly is this blessing? The word blessing occurs a whole lot in the Old Testament. It means to grant favor or to give benefit to. Think about it when somebody is nice to you. They've helped you, they've heard you, they've cared for you, and you say to them, you have blessed me. You have given benefit to me. Someone said that the blessing of God is the goodness of God in action. The goodness of God in action. So the Lord bless you here is invoking God's favor, God's benefit on your life. It is seeing God's goodness in action to you. But again, notice it's asking God to do that blessing. This is a significant thing to think about, the blessing coming from God. This is key because other sources and circumstances may not bless you. They may let you down. Your circumstances may not right now be blessing you. Your spouse, your children, even on this Mother's Day, may not give you the kind of blessing you were hoping for. And so understand, God is the ultimate one who can truly bless us. And beloved, understand, it is God's heart, it is God's desire to bless you. Moms, this is very personal to you. You'll notice in verse 22 and verse 27 here that it uses the plural pronoun. Verse 22 says, say to them, Verse 27, I will bless them. But there's a difference in verses 24, 25, and 26, because now the pronoun is the singular you. So it's not just bless all of them, it's bless you. The Lord bless you, Sarah, or Patty, or Sue, or Nancy, or whatever your name is today as a mom. The Lord bless you. It is so important to understand that God wants to make it personal in your life and mine. If you're in Christ as a mom, you are a child, a daughter of the King. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows your circumstances. He knows your struggles, your stress, your strain. He knows your heart. He is not out to break you. He's not out to make you miserable or have your kids drive you to the brink. I almost said drive you to drink, but as Christians, we're not going to talk about that. Part of the song, The Blessing, has the line, He is for you. He is for you. The song also adds, echoing scripture, may his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations, your family and your children and their children and their children, to go on and on, God blessing you to generations beyond you. So moms, be blessed by the Lord today. Experience his favor on you. And I want to go on to share with you, these are some of the ways the scripture says you can be blessed by the Lord. Verse 24 says you can be blessed by his keeping you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The word keeping here means guard, preserve, protect, or take care of. One pastor said it's like shepherds out in the field, and they would build protective pens around the sheep with thorn bushes to keep the predators from getting them. So this benediction, this blessing here is for God to put a hedge around you moms. Not as if your circumstances won't be hard or necessarily change, but in them you will be guarded by the Lord. He will guard your heart. He will guard your emotions. He will guard your anxieties and stresses. Moms, be blessed by the Lord keeping you safely in the arms and the protection and the tender care of a shepherd who loves you as his sheep. But also be blessed by his paying attention to you. Be blessed by his paying attention to you. And there are two phrases here in the text that expresses that paying attention to you. In verse 25, notice it says, may the Lord make his face shine on you. And in verse 26, may the Lord lift up his countenance on you. The word face in verse 25 here and countenance in verse 26 are the same Hebrew word. And what's happening here is it's using anthropomorphic language. That's a nice big word. Let me unpack that. It comes from the word anthropos, which means man, and morphe, which means form. Literally, it means the form of man. And so anthropomorphic language is when we use the language of human beings to describe something that is not human. You understand this. You do this all the time with your pets, right? You attribute to them characteristics that are human characteristics to an animal. I saw two cartoons in this COVID-19 era that said that. One was a picture of a dog propped up on a couch with a sad look on its face. And the caption said, after listening to Linda, his human for 12 days while in quarantine, as she complained for hours on end, Sparky realized he was not cut out to be an emotional support dog. Another cartoon I saw was three dogs looking out a window with a surprised look on their faces, and they were asking, what is happening? Why are all the human beings here wearing muzzles? Anthropomorphic language, attributing human characteristics to something that's not. And here we have this physical attribution to God who is not physical. God is spirit. God doesn't have a body. So these are terms we use to describe the character, and it represents God to us in this way by saying a face, although God doesn't have a face, but the idea that his attention is on us. And the point of this benediction, this blessing here, is that God is paying attention to us. It says in verse 25, may his face shine on you. This takes us back to Exodus 34. Remember when Moses went up on the mountain, and when he came down from Mount Sinai, it says he did not know that the skin of his face shone because of speaking with God, that the radiance of God, the presence of God was on him, and it reflected on his face. He was seen as having been in the presence of God. And the idea of this prayer, this blessing, is that you will bask in the beauty and the goodness and the glory of God that will shine on you. Like a sunny day, a spring day, where you feel the warmth of the sun and the fresh air and the goodness of that moment that just kind of radiates from you as you enjoy that day. That's the idea here. That no matter what the day brings, you as a mom can sense God pouring out that blessing on you. The radiance of his love, his grace, his presence, his power, and his mercy, his face shining on you. And then verse 26 says, may the Lord lift up his countenance, again, his face on you. What does it mean to have someone lift up their countenance or their face on you? It means this simply, they see you. They see you. Think of walking into your home, moms, when you can finally get outside and do something else. And you walk in and you've got a little toddler. And that little toddler sees you walk in the door and lifts his face to see you and lights up and says, Mommy, you're home. That's the idea here. The NIV says, the Lord turn his face towards you. Again, someone sees you. Someone pays attention to you. One author said, to turn his face suggests pleasure and affection. It is the functional equivalent of the word smile. Isn't that a great thought? That God turns his face on us and he smiles. The benediction, the blessing here is this. May the Lord smile on you so that you know he is seeing you. He sees your hard work, moms, and your tired spirit, your frustration. He sees you being tested in your patience. God gets you through those days that you can so relate to Irma Bombeck, the humorist who once said, when my kids become wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen. When they are finished, I climb out. God sees you in those moments, beloved. You are noticed. You are appreciated. He pays attention to you. God sees you, moms, even this morning, trying to watch this message and hear this message while trying to corral those kids. God pays attention to you. May you be blessed by that. Then it goes on to say in verse 25, be blessed by God's being gracious to you. Be blessed by his being gracious to you. The word gracious means to bend or to stoop in kindness. This expresses the heart of God to give grace to you and be kind to you. The blessing of grace to you means asking the Lord to remind you he has given you a special grace in Jesus Christ. That if you're a Christian, he has given you the grace to forgive us of our sins, to cover us in grace. The Lord be gracious to you is to be blessed in knowing how he knows you've messed up. He knows you've lost your patience. He knows you've lashed out. He knows you've been angry. He knows you've been struggling to keep it together, so he gives you grace. In addition, he gives you grace to give grace to yourself. I can't tell you how many moms I've talked to during this quarantine time who are having a hard time feeling grace to themselves. They feel guilty for not doing enough. They feel guilty that they're not keeping all the balls in the air. They struggle with feeling grace. Moms, God gives you grace today. Give grace to yourself. I pray that you will be blessed by his graciousness, that he forgives you, understands you, and again is with you. Moms, be blessed by his graciousness to you. And finally, the benediction in verse 26 is this: be blessed by his peace. Verse 26 says, and give you peace. It's a wonderful Hebrew word. It's the word shalom. But peace here does not mean an absence of conflict. The word carries the idea of completeness, soundness, welfare, or well-being. The word peace here means that the sense is everything is okay in my world. And yet to say that today seems to contradict our circumstances. All is not right with your world as a mom with kids at home and teenagers at home and trying to corral that. All is not right, perhaps, if you're a mom today who has raised your children and yet those children are not walking with the Lord and you're worried about them. All is not right, perhaps, today with you as a grandmother, as now you add the worry of grandchildren to your world. And all is not right with all of us here today because all the world is not right in this pandemic. And yet we pray, may he give you peace. What is the blessing of peace? It is the gift of God to center our world on him. The shalom we pray for is to be complete, well, and sound, not because all is well in our circumstances. But listen to this. It is the peace because we are centered on the security that God has got us. We understand as Christians, we have this kind of peace because Jesus Christ invades our lives to give us his peace. Jesus said in John 14, 27, my peace I give to you. In John 16, 33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. The Lord give you peace. That word give there literally means to put into. Right now, moms, and for all of us, the world is trying to put something else into us. The world is trying to put fear, distress, uncertainty, confusion, doubt, hopelessness, anxiety, discouragement into our lives. But God is desiring to put into us his peace that passes all understanding, his sense of well-being and soundness and completeness. He is trying to give you his shalom, his peace. Moms, be blessed by his peace. You know, as a pastor, I've always appreciated the opportunity to give people an appropriate hug. I love to hug people and to show them that I care for them through that hug. It is killing me to not be able to give hugs to our church family. It is killing Janelle and I that we can't just go to California and give a hug to our son, Jonathan, and daughter-in-law, Michelle, and our two grandchildren to tell them you're doing a good job. God bless you. We love you. And so I can't do that today. But what I can do is give you a virtual hug today of blessing. Especially you moms who have kids at home right now, that you're in a difficult situation. What I can do is offer this blessing from God's word to you. And so if you're a mom or a grandmother or a great-grandmother today listening, I'm going to ask you to bow your head where you are. And I would like to pray this blessing over you. As you pray with me, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you. May the Lord give you his peace. Amen and amen. Moms, be blessed. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you so much that that blessing is upon your people. And you saw fit to ask us to pray that upon one another and for one another. And so, Lord, I pray today that we would see thousands of reasons to understand why we are blessed, to see your goodness and your grace. We ask you, God, now to remind us on this Mother's Day and every day that we are blessed by our great and loving God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.